hundreds of thousands of electricity users in northeast and north central Wisconsin will see a significant rate increase on their electric bills starting January. State regulators yesterday approved an 80% increase in service fees for the Green Bay utility Wisconsin Public Service Corporation, or WPSC. That means their customers will see $9 tacked onto their electricity bill each month, but the amount charged per unit of electricity will be reduced. Other energy companies like Madison Gas and Electric may follow suit, so they've got applications in to do similar rate increases. Utility companies say they need the increase in fixed costs to meet their regular fixed expenses. Critics are worried about the impact on low-income customers and people who use less electricity and on energy conservation and solar power. With us now is Michael Vickerman. He's Program and Policy Director for Renew Wisconsin. Michael, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
So what concerns you about these rate increases that have happened and that are in the works?
Well, we're talking really about bill increases. The three utilities have come in with proposals to radically redesign rates. And what they're proposing is a higher base charge and lower energy charges. Well, those lower energy rates, I should say, send a price signal to customers, and those who use a lot of electricity might actually see a discount or a reduction in their bill, whereas low-use customers, because they start out paying $8, $9 more per month before they turn on their first light bulb that month, are likely to see bill increases in the $5, $6 range each month. And so the pricing arrangement discourages conservation, discourages any kind of substitution of self-generated electricity for what you can access from the utility.
And when you say self-generated electricity, a lot of what leaps to my mind anyway would be a rooftop solar panel, that sort of thing. Is that what you're particularly worried about?
Well, our organization is in the business of promoting rooftop solar, customer use of solar. The cost of solar has dropped considerably in the last couple of years. It's a viable option for many customers, but it'll be a little less viable if these three rate proposals are adopted pretty much as proposed. In the case of Wisconsin Public Service, the Green Bay utility, the decision was made yesterday. They didn't get all $25, which is what they're asking for, but they got more than 50% of the way there, up to $19. What's really interesting about Wisconsin Public Service is that they serve some territory in Michigan, and just a couple weeks ago, the utility filed for new rates, and the charge they ask for there is only $12 a month, which certainly raised my eyebrows. I'm thinking, how is serving those customers in Michigan any different than serving the customers in Wisconsin? So you have a reasonable application in Michigan, but because the utilities know that this commission, at least two of the commissioners, will sign off on this radically redesigned formula, that they're going to pursue it here instead of Michigan.
Well, the case utilities are making that even if you are a low user, you don't use much electricity, they still need to have the connection there. They still need to provide infrastructure to provide you electricity. No matter how much of it you use, they have these fixed costs, so their billing should account for that. How do you respond to that?
Well, let's account for the fact that the utilities can recover their expenses any way they want. And all of the distribution costs that you just mentioned, they get recovered anyway. It's just a question of recovering them in rates or in base charges. But what's more important is to align the rates with so that there is a signal to use less electricity. That is actually our state energy policy, is to meet the first increment of energy through conservation and energy efficiency, not from a power plant and certainly not from a fossil fuel power plant.
As a customer, is this pricing change, this rate change, going to be enough to make me behave differently, to not worry about turning off the lights or change light bulbs if I was going to do that anyway?
It could. The jury's out on that. Unfortunately, the utility supplied no evidence to the contrary. So it is perfectly plausible that some people will use more electricity. However, they will end up paying higher bills, which is the utility's real objective here. It is to fatten the bills and also to, by stabilizing the revenue flow, because more of that flow is coming from base charges, which don't change from month to month, depending on weather, it boosts shareholder profits. This is really all it is. And the utility argument about recovering fixed costs through fixed charges, that's really a smokescreen.
So what is the benefit to us in Wisconsin if we had a different incentive system that did push for more conservation, more use of rooftop solar?
By far the most important outcome from that would be a strong signal to use less electricity. Even though we have plenty of power plants right now, I mean, I read in today's paper that Alliant Energy is proposing a new power plant. Well, building new power plants costs money. The most expensive construction project in Wisconsin's history is the Elm Road plant that is mostly owned by We Energies, but Madison Gas and Electric owns a small piece of that. Well, part of the reason why rates are so high or bills are so high is because of the enormous cost of building that very large facility, and that's what you want to avoid. And price signals help with that. In fact, price signals are the most important of information to customers to cut back or use their energy as wisely as possible.
Now, we've seen one utility get approval for a change, not all that they wanted, but some of it. There are more pending. Do you think that we're going to see similar changes made in other Wisconsin utilities?
Well, what's interesting is that not all the utilities have come in for this rate redesign. XL Energy, which serves La Crosse and Eau Claire and other parts of western Wisconsin, applied for basically an extension of the current rate structure. They're not increasing the fixed charge at all, and just asking for modest increases in the energy rate. So they're pursuing a very different path than Wisconsin Public Service, We Energies, and Madison Gas and Electric. And of the other two utilities that have rate proposals, We Energies has also tacked on a proposal to tax solar by customer-owned solar.
We'll leave it there. Michael, thanks for joining us today. That's Michael Vickerman, Program and Policy Director for Renew Wisconsin. Coming up, the difficulty some Wisconsinites finding hair care in the state.